Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about techniques to plot supercell motion. There are a couple of different methods that really stand out. Actually, there's quite a few of them, but the main ones here that we're talking about have been most used. The older method is called the 30R75 rule. Essentially, you take the mean wind and you go 30 degrees to the right of it, 75% of its speed, and you get its supercell motion. There's a variant for fast flow situations where you have 20 degrees to the right and 80% of its speed. It's a totally empirical technique, and it's actually got some major problems if you have unusual hodographs in other quadrants except for the upper right one. So what we prefer is the internal dynamics method, which uses a technique based on what we've talked about on the origins of rotation and deviant motion in supercells.